everybody. Well, we have another Monday program here. Live Monday, so at least today we're live, unless you're on an archive. We're still a live, but this is a live show today, so here we go. Today's date is March 2nd, 2015, and we're on Station 1 on BBS for all you archive people. And the show starts at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So let's do clearing for maybe a situation that you could have encountered over the weekend or today. Think of that one particular situation that maybe gave you distress or something, and I can clear that one for you. So here we go, releasing that. Focus on it. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can also look at it. Some people say, gee, Ron, why are you using your mind to look at it? Well, the mind gave it to you. So the aliens gave you this thought projection. How do you evaluate it as good or bad? Then it hits you energetically, psychically. Maybe you got a psychic attack. And then from there, now you can use your mind to look at it to bring you peace. So that's kind of the way it works. Let's bring up the light beings. I'm going to bring males in today. So here we go. These will all be males on your three light beams. So the first one here will be male energies, three light beams. You can have nine of them. Here they come. So first light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. Next light beam, number two, one, two, three, four, and five. And number three light beam, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So we'll turn it over to our co-host today, Elizabeth. And in case you're wondering what we talk about, if you're brand new, just a little quick intro. Maybe you can pipe in, too, after this, Elizabeth. So we talk about alien implants, alien abduction, timelines, parallel lives, past lives, future lives. We talk about dark side practitioners. We talk about how you're trapped here. And we also give you the solutions on how to get out of here by doing some clearings to get more spirit energy with you. So remember, when you're first born here, you have everything with you that came in this lifetime. And from there, you start losing your spirit because you get stuck into the alien agenda of mass consciousness, universal energies out there, whatever word you want to use there. And that's all mind energy. Anything that deals with duality and judgment, timelines, channeling, readings, all this stuff is strictly reading those timelines, which can tie you up even more into one. So you want to get into the present moment. So we talk about peace. Fortunately, there's so much contamination that everybody has that you have to clean off this unfortunate stuff on you. So you're not going to have peace until you start having clearings to get rid of what contaminated you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, welcome everybody. So glad you could join us today on the Healing Highway, and it's going to be a great show. We have a lot of listener questions and a lot of testimonials from over the weekend, and you're welcome to bring up the light being images, which are located on our chat homepage, and you can find also the Creation Lightship fast chat feedback form where you can relay comments confidentially and ask us questions. And of course, you can always use our email address, which is CLS, C as in cat, L as in love, S as in Sam, questions@yahoo.com. So we're so glad you could join us. And Ron, we also, I wanted to add, talk a lot about psychic billboards, psychic attacks, shrink wrapping your energy, keeping your energy close to you, being heart-centered, and all kinds of different ways you can do that through all of the clearings and healings that Ron offers through creationlightship.com. And Ron, we have a new healing, which is a free healing, and it is available on your website, creationlightship.com, and it is called the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that prior to the getting into the listener questions here.
Yes, I've had people in the past say, Ron, you know, I have this situation going on around me, over the skies above my house. It's really, really a scorchingly, really bad hot day. My plants are dying, or I'm freezing. And it wasn't this way last year. This way, this year it is. I got this weird-looking snow around me here that doesn't melt. And, what's going on, and how do I clear that out? So anything that looks a little strange to you that you haven't experienced before, we'll say, that's what that clearing is for. So you would just very simply maybe put your name in or your town in the one box and just, indicate what it's about, If it's too cold, then just put down weather condition, St. Louis weather condition problem. Just make it very, very simple and run that clearing. And I'd like to get some comments from people who maybe are going to be using it on, a next show or two here. That'd be great, just to see how this is working. And the gray skies, get rid of the gray sky stuff. That is a wonderful clearing. But this one here is, I won't say it has more horsepower. It's slightly different. But that's what it's for, is to give you an added, a booster shot, we'll say, on these energies to get them out of here. A bigger fly swatter. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's great, Ron. And speaking of the gray skies, I have an email here. It's actually a testimonial, and I wonder if this listener or any other listeners would try this clearing out and let us know what you were using it for and how it worked for you. So this listener writes, "Hi, based on Ron's suggestion in a previous show, I used the gray skies clearing this way. I put my name in the box and then wrote, 'Light beings, remove alien ship clouds and leave rain clouds. We need rain.' Since doing this a week ago, we have had 4 wonderful rainfalls in an area that has really needed water. Also, I put our home address in the alien holographic reality clearing. Is this okay to do? It has been extra beautiful and vibrant around us. Thank you for all the help."
Yep, that perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so yeah, you probably want to do those 3 clearings. So the new one and then the other 2, gray skies and the holographic one. Perfect. Perfect. So
yeah, that's like the trifecta there, Ron. clearings there to do for your environment. That's fantastic.
Oh, if you hear of like a hurricane coming or a tornado or just something that is there, you may be able to get some help with it. So that's why I put it up. I just needed a little more on the website to kind of go in a slightly different direction. Remember, the common denominator here is aliens, okay? So as long as we have them and they're playing with us, and they're in our sandbox where they shouldn't be, we need to figure out a way to get them off of us. So back to you.
So you could use this if you see like weird lights or you see something weird in nature or animals acting strangely. Could all of those things be used with environmental imbalance timeline crash?
I would give that a try and just see what happens. I would say it would work, yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Oh, this is great, Ron. So looking forward to getting some new feedback on this clearing from everybody. And also, I had another testimonial here which came in over the weekend, and it is regarding the Saturday program, which included a clearing sample, which was for other people's judgments targeted to different parts of the body. I was surprised to feel strong tingles in the toes of my ordinary-looking feet when Ron cleared them. You just never know what the thoughts of other people are doing to you.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of in a nutshell. You never know where it's going to be directed to your body. We were talking about this just before the show, Elizabeth and myself, and we're talking about social media and stuff on TV and what people see. So we're kind of like mentioning, some of the singers, they're doing their song on TV and all of a sudden their one of their breasts pops out, and at that point what happens, Well,
they fall off the stage.
Yeah. So all of a sudden everybody's looking at them. Now they're a target, and then somebody posts it. and all of a sudden it goes viral, you know, and, you know, what's going to happen to that lady's breast? Let's look at that, you know, real simple. You know, is she going to have cancer of the breast? Because she has all these thoughts of what people are thinking of her breast, okay? And so that's the whole process here. You know, that's kind of going on the far end of things, but, you know, things like that happen. And so what's happening to that person? Well, that energy is going to be attacking her. Energetic, be like a curse, you know, or a dark side practitioner. You get all that emotional energy, you know, for somebody out there who's looking at the breast lover or something, you know, and all of a sudden you get all their thoughts and everything else, you know, going into them, into her, and, you know, it's bad news, you know. So I just kind of, you know, I'm sure you're probably laughing out there about this here, but you can see how complicated it is and what can happen to you just by a simple accident of something happening that really shouldn't have occurred. So you want to be very careful, you know, about getting out there too much with your physical picture and things to be psychically attacked. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that is such a good topic, and it is so interesting and important to talk about this because, I mean, the social media has really exploded, and I'm not even sure a lot of the times when we go out, even if we're not interacting with social media, we're being photographed by other people and maybe by our families, our friends, surveillance. So there's all these ways our images are going out there. And I know we can command our energy back from a photograph. And I guess the larger picture is, how do we do that with social media? Because it just seems that it's so big and widely dispersed now. I guess, you know, obviously you don't want to get on these social media sites and post pictures of yourself. But what about for, you know, if people post pictures of you and you don't know about it, or you accidentally, you know, you're in the back of somebody's picture and then you end up on Facebook and everyone's like, hey, look at that guy in the background, or I don't know, like photobombing or whatever. Because it's just basically, I don't think you can go anywhere now without people taking pictures.
Yeah, but all you could do is, I don't know, maybe just do it each night. Command your spirit back to your body from wherever, you know, it is. So, you know, the North American Indians and the other cultures, indigenous people, you know, may not like their picture taking because, now it's showing their spirit energy, their soul energy in that picture. So they may know a lot more than us.
Yeah.
You know, but basically, you know, that is true what they're talking about. They don't want to be exposed to other people to have them connect. And also, you know, if you look at old pictures, it's very interesting to see. I'm going to go a little sideways here, but you know, you look at these older pictures that are black and white. We'll say maybe 1920, maybe a little bit earlier, you know. And you really don't see anybody smiling and being happy. Their eyes are like completely dulled out. It looks like they're horrified, terrorized, you know. So if you happen to have one, it'd be really interesting to see somebody who's really smiling a lot. But all the ones that I've seen, you know, where they're really old photographs, you know, and rough, you know, life was rough back then, but, you know, it does show how much abuse your spirit, your soul has had, you know, in that lifetime, and also maybe this one too. Oh, but you want to pull your energy back on it. In fact, I'll do that right now. I'm going to do a clearing for the North American Indians here, maybe their spirit got captured in a photograph. So I'm going to take away that energy. So here we go. So one, it'll be returned back to them. Two, three, four. You might feel energy flowing through you as you're listening, as they're going to your heart center now to go back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Any of you out there actually had some visions of situations, then more than likely that would be because you could have been there. And now you're getting that energy coming, you know, through you so that you're actually seeing it as like a past life. So back to you.
Wow. For some reason, I kept thinking about hair. Don't know why, but very interesting. It touches on a lot of issues that we talk about here on the Creation Lightship Show, and including what Ron said, having your spirit stolen, energetic cordings, psychic cords being brought to you. So all of these things are issues that you would want to be aware of and clear off. So, Ron, what would somebody say at the end of the night if they wanted to command their energy back? I now command my spirit energy back to my body?
Yeah, that's what I would do, yeah. I now command it back to me, yes. I get it from where you were.
Okay. And then I guess if you wanted to go deeper, you would get on the Tuesday cording removal calls and also maybe do some psychic billboard clearings or psychic attacks. I can't even imagine being a performer and having to be out there or a lecturer or somebody in the public eye and have all of these cordings. I mean, what do you do? You should have an assistant who runs these for you 24/7 or as close to it as possible. Must be rough. I can't even imagine.
Don't know what you don't know. So, yeah, it could be pretty bad. Uh-huh.
Okay, and just wondering if anybody felt anything during the last sample energy clearing Ron did regarding the Native American energy. So if you did, let us know via the fast chat feedback. That would be great. And I guess we should move on. There's a lot of information here, so maybe at some point we could revisit this and also kind of expand on it. But I think the main thing... Oh, you know what else I wanted to ask you, Ron? The media clearing. Would this be helpful for protecting yourself? Or, I guess, decording yourself from all of this energy?
Yeah, that could help you because that's what you normally see that connects you to things, yes. That could definitely help. But it may not, you know, I guess you could use it that way to see if, you know, you can enter something in there where you can maybe put down where you were or something. You know, you're at a amusement park or something or out dancing or whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden you knew somebody took your picture. So now you're on their media, you see.
Right. So, yeah, it's definitely a phenomenon. Especially among younger people, it's quite mind-boggling, actually, how okay everybody is with putting very personal stuff out there. But, you know, it's kind of March, I feel like there are a lot of timelines and strange timelines going on during this month. And I'm just wondering if anybody has any suggestions on what they've been doing or if they've been feeling that. Maybe people have been running timeline crashing. And I did have a question. Someone was just wondering what they should crash for just feeling unbalanced or weird energy during the month.
You probably want to see, you know, you want a timeline crash the way you're feeling because you're on those timelines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you dealing with pain? Are you dealing with, you know, anxiety? You know, there's different types of emotions that you could have. But you may want to crash those particular timelines automatically, you know, and get off of that. From there, you know, where is that taking you? You know, how are you reacting to something? So, you know, go in there and now do timeline crashes for your reaction. What's going on? that'll put you in other timelines too. So the whole thing is trying to get off of these timelines that the aliens are putting you onto. Back to you.
Okay. So I have another testimonial here from someone who was listening to the show last Monday, and they had to take their cat to the vet. And while I brought the cat home from the vet, you and Ron were talking on the radio. He was agitated and scared, but once we were driving, he could hear Ron over my car speakers. He really settled down and got very quiet in his little carrier. He knows your voices. He seemed to realize he was safe and on his way home. It was so perfect that the subject was animal healings, and Ron was asked to offer one live, and he did. We caught all the green lights, too. I asked the light beings to heal my cat's trauma when Ron offered a healing, and I think they did. He started to fall asleep. I left him in a warm bedroom with food, and he stayed there willingly all night. This morning, he was able to walk again and was ready to go out and play as usual.
Oh, very, very nice. That's great.
And then it goes on to say, just wanted to say that I appreciate you, and so does my cat.
Right, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
So really nice, and thanks for sharing. That is something I wasn't really thinking about. Ron does offer a lot of animal healings, and during the clearings and all of the calls, which we are just actually going to begin on March 8th, which is next week, and we still haven't started that one yet, on Sunday the 8th, but Ron brings up all of the flowers, trees, pets, gardens, and plants. And also I noticed on the new timeline crash sample, the free sample, which involves the environmental imbalance, the light beings from the creation lightship will connect with you where you are to perform the healing work with you, your loved ones, plants, or pets. So I know a lot of people out there listening do have pets, and we've received a lot of testimonials over the years about how the clearings work on animals. So it's always great to hear that and know that it's helping out. So that's great. I think it, Ron, usually works more quickly on animals. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So moving on, I guess the next question would be, somehow, this is interesting. Ron, I've been smelling flower essences lately, but there are no flowers around. What do you think this is?
Boy, that's pretty nice. Hopefully it's nice. I don't know. That's quite interesting. I would say that there's a timeline intersecting your timeline with a lot of flowers. So it's probably coming in, dropping in. So
yeah,
the timeline has flowers on it. And it's intersecting your timeline here, and you have the flowers around. So,
well, it's nice that it's flowers and not something horrible.
But you don't know how the aliens come, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point, Ron.
I want to do a timeline crash on that day of smelling that fragrance around you, because it's not natural, okay? And it's possible maybe there was flowers where you're walking or where you are 100 years ago, and they're creating that timeline 100 years ago and copy and pasting it. But this is all stuff out of your control. You're just reacting to it. And so they're bringing that in, and you're responding to it and thinking that it's wonderful, and it could be a way they can abduct you. What's the thing, Hansel and Gretel or something, you know?
Where they follow like a trail of breadcrumbs or something. Isn't that where there's like a candy house, I think, But then there, I don't remember. I may be mixing up my children's stories here. I think there was some kind of candy house, and then it turns out there was a witch inside.
That's it. And so, they want to cook them or something, yeah.
Yeah, and then they end up in, like, a cage. So, yeah, it's not always... it's very interesting, and, you know, immediately you're like, oh, isn't that nice? But then when you start to look at it, Ron, it's true, like you said, you really don't know what the aliens are up to.
Yep, that's it.
And I think a lot of people forget that it's just as important to timeline crash the positive emotions as well as the negative ones, because the goal here is you want to be at peace. Okay, so the next question is about, it's actually about you, Ron, and the person's asking, hi, everyone, sometimes Ron says what I'm thinking, so it seems like he can read my mind. Does Ron have this ability? Thanks.
I don't do it consciously. I guess the way to explain it, I do not live in time. So I live outside of your time-based reality. So I'm way above the psychics as far as what they can do and everything else. If I were to view that, they'd be like they're in like kindergarten to me, what they're reading and stuff. So I'm out of time, seeing a lot of things, knowing a lot of things, but I'm not conscious typically of what I'm looking at. When I do these programs, very possibly you're connecting to me and you're wanting to have a type of clearing and just being in the now and you being in the now, okay, that comes across and I'll present a clearing that's probably exactly what you were asking for or hoping that I would do. But for myself, I'm not reading anybody at all on the program. Remember, I'm only dealing with probably about 10 words, and that's it. So what happened 10, 15 seconds ago, I have no clue, okay? Now, if I had to do readings on people, I would have to go into a timeline and start reading you and looking at you, cleaning off the stuff to find out what I need to talk about you or to get a clearing. So, no, I live in the moment. And so my window is about 10 to 15 seconds in your time-based reality. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. Ron doesn't do readings, and it sometimes feels that way, even for me on the live shows. I think just because when Ron is here and he's talking, you're in the moment. So a lot of the times it can feel like that, but it's actually quite different. Being in the moment and being out of mind energy and having the light beings up and being at peace, those are all things that I think it's kind of a feeling like no other that you'll get from any other sort of healing modality. So it's a very unique feeling. And I know exactly what this person is talking about. I've experienced myself. So I think it's probably something along those lines, just being very heart-centered, being in the moment and having the peace energy. So moving on, our next is kind of a testimonial, Ron. It's about driving. It's kind of interesting. It's a little bit long, but we can go ahead and read it if you would like.
Yeah, it'd be fine, sure.
Okay.
What happens is people can relate more to sometimes the longer one because it's a story, and you know that's good too. It's fine, perfectly fine.
Okay, and I just realized I was looking up at my calendar, and I hadn't switched over to March yet, so I'm still in February. So but now I'm in March. I'm on the Creation Lightship Now timeline. So this person writes, I had to relocate for a new job over the weekend. I did not realize that traveling through Texas, I would hit sleet, snow, and rain. Well, I started my trip saying out loud, I now command my spirit and body to be only on the Creation Lightship Now timeline of light and asking my brothers in arms to plow the way for me. I said this constantly for the next 4 or 5 hours I was on the road. When I was almost to my destination making a U-turn, which was the part of the road that was rarely used, I felt the 16-foot rental truck, along with my car attached, sliding toward the ditch. I attempted to correct the slide, but the truck was going to go into a very deep ditch, probably one I would not have survived. But there was this huge block of snow and ice that I could not avoid that saved me. I just let go, and the truck corrected itself. Every time I'm behind the wheel of my car, I keep my thoughts on the creation Lightship Now timeline. I was also saying the command my spirit to drop the awakening thoughts in my mind down into my heart. That way, my spirit and source guided me through the whole trip.
Very good. Yes, very, very good.
Very interesting, too. So, Ron, I wonder if we could do a healing sample for everybody.
Now, let me think what to do here.
Releasing one energetic cording, since we were talking about that earlier.
Okay, so let's, think of a situation that you had where people corded you. You know, maybe you're, in a silent location and one of those little things come out, you know, which makes a lot of noise, you know. Like you're sitting on a whoopee cushion and they all look at you or something, you know. Or whatever, and it's very embarrassing for you.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they all look at you, and now you got all this cord, you know. So, cording's going on. So, here we go. So, releasing that from you, or you can pick something else. But that one might work, you know. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, man, that's heavy. 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so why don't you maybe move your body around, maybe stand up. And just see if your body is different. Remember, you have people connecting to you, looking at you. Maybe you had a red face, and now the pigment on your face is a little redder than what it used to be from that experience. And maybe face changed colors a little bit. You know, maybe they stopped time and froze you and gave you, something like that. Or maybe throughout your whole life now, you're afraid to go to the movies or wherever, you know. So anyway, things like that do happen. And remember, your past is controlling you. Your DNA controls you. Then what you bring up in this lifetime as an experience, then that controls you also. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. I had my hips cracking, my ankles cracking when I stood up, Ron. It seemed like a pretty big release. So just... thinking about maybe what else we could do, because that seemed pretty heavy. I don't know if we could clear an emotion maybe related to embarrassment, like shame, or maybe self-doubt.
Yeah, okay. We can do a shame clearing, I guess. And here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's just do another clearing here. we normally do something for the physical body. So maybe you're out there with maybe an ankle problem. You know, maybe you hurt your shoulder. Let's just do some. Maybe you burnt your finger or something. So let's just do a clearing for that. So what we're going to first do is we'll take away entities that are attached to you. Remember, entities are one of the main problems why things get recycled, because they stay with you. Then they bring in their baggage to you. Not only do you have your stuff, you may have somebody that's died of emphysema who's with you, but you know, he likes to have wine at his dinners, you know, and the person, maybe it's a male, is 95 years of age and he died of emphysema, and now you're having wine every night and he comes in and you wonder why you're having a breathing problem. Are you going to have lung condition problems? Well, very possibly. So let's get rid of these entities that are attached to your physical location of your body that you need to suggest. So here we go, releasing them. I'll do 100 of them. And this only worked once live on this program. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So now just see how your body is responding. That's the entities that are giving you more of that condition. They're coming into you because you have it. Okay, now let's do a pain relief clearing, because your pain body is suffering. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's feeling a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think, what number is that, Elizabeth?
I think it's 50.
50, okay. Could be, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. And now you have this problem, and maybe the mind of your body, this is your internal healer of your body, is maybe paralyzed. Maybe it's just overworked, you know, overworked, underpaid, and wants to quit. So here we go. Let's get your mind and your body online here. We'll clear off this density that it's probably suffering with, too. And so here we go. We do have the mind and the body clearing on the body rejuvenation clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's a jumpstart one, the jumpstart package. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. And now we'll do, what else? Did we do pain?
We just did pain.
Mind of the body. Let's do cellular memory now.
Oh, great. Okay. Fantastic.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And that should probably do it. Let's do a spirit clearing now. So I'll just count to 10 to clear your spirit off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. As you can see, just doing a clearing, one clearing isn't normally enough sometimes to do, because there's so many other ways that your body's holding on to things. And all these clearings that we do are actually ascension clearings. You got to get rid of your gunk so you can ascend. If you don't, then you're contaminated and your spirit cannot come into you, you know, and that's the bottom line. You know, you need to do clearings to get rid of your negativity, your stuff, your baggage, your ancestral beliefs, your beliefs in this lifetime, your judgments, so that you can have the ascension process. That's what we're doing here, is helping people for that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, those clearings were amazing. And maybe we can get some feedback on them. You did so many. That's awesome. So we also got a message from somebody who wrote in via the fast chat feedback, and they said, Ron, you did a clearing to remove pain in my shoulder several weeks ago. My left shoulder has been free of pain since the clearing.
Wonderful. Great.
I wonder if we'll have any similar testimonials after what you just did, Ron. So the next question is about self-empowerment. And, or at least it seems that way to me. So this person writes, Hi, Ron. After not being able to find employment for the past 3 years, I am not once again working for free for the next 2 months. I think they meant right, I am now once again working for free for the next 2 months. I am not feeling motivated by working. I feel like I have no options anymore after not realizing the time I should not have stayed in grad school getting a degree in rehab counseling. Now I'm 48 and I just feel like nothing excites me anymore. I'm trying to leave New York. Everything is just boring to me. Life is boring. It's like been there, done that. I wonder if this is because I've been doing a lot of clearings for the past 3 years and now realize that this world is bull.
Yeah, so you got to figure out how to, you know, deal with that and reinvent yourself. Remember, you first do your emotional clearing, and it sounds like you've had, you know, more than one clearing. So, but when you first do your emotional one, you now look at life differently, because what used to push all your buttons to motivate you, you know, to give you that up and down excitement and, you know, whatever you're going through, the duality changes here. All of a sudden you realize, that's not with me. So now you have to reinvent yourself. So I don't think I would hang on to your degree that you have, you know, as far as maybe pursuing that, because, you know, I'm just looking at it a different way. You know, maybe you need to reinvent yourself or use a degree a different way. And, you know, kind of go for that. I really can't tell you what to do, but it just sounds like you haven't maybe looked at enough options to get you enthused. But, yeah, you are right. When you start realizing, you know, what you said, this place is bull, you know, it's, yeah, and all this disinformation out there. It does, you know. You got to pull yourself out of it, because you have to eat, you know, so you do have to go, you know, but still, at least you know that, and yeah, I know exactly how you feel, you know, probably other people listening out here, you know, and all I can say is look for a way to reinvent yourself, to be creative in a different area, because a lot of your blockages that you have had in the past that you didn't know about are gone. So, you know, open that gate up and go for a run, you know. That's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I can't agree with you more. And somebody said recently, we were talking about the clearings, and they said that I notice as I do more clearings over the years, I have a harder time accepting the status quo and seek new ways to make improvements. It's part of a more conscious life.
Yeah, and remember, you're dealing with clones also, so I'm not going to say that's going to be very difficult, but you may want to look at and see how you can help clones out, okay? Remember, clones are going to have problems, look at how you can help clones to integrate into society here. So you may want to check that one out, because you might be trying to work with humans and they're not here, and you know, frustrated. So see how you can integrate into the clone world, the true clone, the 100% clone, the ones that.
Yeah, it really is a clone world. I was just thinking that, Ron. It is literally a clone world. It's like you can't even figure out your television anymore. very interesting. So, yeah, I can't agree with you more. So that's a great question, too, because I think it is part of living more in the now, being more in the now, being more heart-centered will really change your life when you start doing clearings. And you kind of have to be ready for it. I think a lot of people are kind of okay and don't really want their lives to change, really. But the thing that always struck me, Ron, is when you said, you know, if you want a job, you can't just sit there and do clearings. You have to take action. You have to go out and fill out applications. You have to go on interviews. You can't just sit there and do clearings and expect these things to come to you. That's not how it works. It clears the, you know, blockages away. It clears your path so that then you can go out and do these things yourself. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So just kind of look and see, you know, like I said, how to integrate into a new world here of clone bodies. They're still kind of maybe docile, but they may need your information, you know, about what you can offer them. Is they probably need to all have rehab.
I know, and it's very, I think, frustrating for humans to sometimes interact with them, but you really just have to have compassion and patience, because I think a lot of the times it's really not their fault. So it's just basically you just have to be super patient, realize what you're dealing with, and after you realize, oh, they're clones, it becomes a lot easier to deal with them. And you can always do the clone to light infusions, too. So somebody else wrote a grateful message, and they said, well, thank you, Ron, at the beginning of the show, I had some teeth pain, and as soon as you did the clearings, the pain was gone. I'm so grateful for the clearings. And somebody else wrote, Ron had a stabbing pain in the right side of my back. It seems diminished after the pain clearing. So I think the first one regarding the teeth was actually when you were doing the Native American energy, Ron, releasing that from the photographs.
Yeah, very possible, uh-huh.
Okay, so, and then someone else had a diminished pain after the one you just did, so it seems like people are really getting a lot out of this and reacting to these samples that you're doing. So I just wanted to add, too, if you would like to donate to the show, that's always welcome, and we don't mention it often, but you can also do a sponsored show if you would like to send all your questions to Ron beforehand, and we can then dedicate an entire show, so check out the BBS page for that. And I should mention this, too, since we're doing announcements, Ron has a expo coming up in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's the New Life Expo, and it is the third weekend in March. So it's the 20th through the 22nd. And if you are able to get to that, it's a wonderful experience. Ron will have the light chamber, and also he will be doing sample clearings. You can experience the light beings there. And also, you can attend the various lectures and workshops that he will be giving at that event. So it's something to look forward to, and I think there's some information about that on our Fast Chat welcome page, so you can check that out. And we are just moving right through the questions here. So the next question is about a false light message. And this person's wondering, when people meditate and then they are supposed to see the light, is this located in the brain, which is controlled by aliens?
It's hard to say where it's coming from, you know. If you're looking for a message, you're going to get it somewhere. It will come to you. Remember, you're going to have your self-fulfilling prophecy in mind energy. So when you're using the mind to evaluate a situation or whatever, and maybe you're looking for light, or doing something like that, you will have it. It will come to you because you're requesting that in darkness. A light of darkness will oblige you with whatever you're looking for and validate everything that you have, so or getting. So that would be darkness energies. Doesn't matter if you're meditating or not or whatever. You know, if you're looking for something, it will show up because, remember, all of the thoughts that everybody has is already created. They'll just pull it out of the hat and give it to you. And, you know, like I say, why didn't they out of the hat a car that was non-polluting, you know? Hello? Back to you, Elizabeth.
Right. Yeah, that seems appropriate, Ron. And sometimes it's hard to know, I think, when you are told all of these things. I think of it like an iceberg where the part above the water is like the conscious mind and the part below is the unconscious mind. So you really only have a small amount of information about the mind and how it works, and you don't want to go messing around in there. The best thing to do is just do the mind to heart drop, be heart-centered, and you don't have to meditate at all. And I think that's kind of hard. I remember at the expo last year, somebody was just kind of like, what? I don't have to meditate? Like, you can't take this away from me. But, it really is just darkness energy. So, yeah, you want to stay out of that mind energy. So it could very well be something that, you know, you'd like to really leave behind when you start doing the clearings. So...
yeah, and the guided meditations are the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
The breath and stuff, but, you know, you need to look at how much time is this taken out of your life, okay? And there are people who, you know, they plan it in their life maybe for an hour a day to do that. And think if you had all those hours right now, what you could be doing with that amount of time. So... you know, and you can do the mind to heart drop, which we'll be doing here. I'll be doing it probably in about a minute here, but do the mind to heart drop, and voila, you know, you're in peace energy, looking for that for your whole life. So we have our upcoming 4 and 8 hour call this weekend, our body rejuvenation call, getting rid of alien critters that live with you that you can't see, although you can sometimes actually feel them moving around inside of you. So.
Yikers.
Oh, you know, and you know, we have these phrases, you make my skin crawl, something like that, my skin's crawling, you know, we have all that we used to say. Now, you know, I don't hear them that much, maybe because I don't associate with people that often out in the public, you know, but, you know, as you grow up, you get all these little phrases.
Or pins and needles.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, pins and needles are from the aliens, yeah. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. And this program is, like we said, you know, mainly dealing with, we figure out ways and try to help you to get yourself with more spirit energy that left you. And unfortunately, the aliens are sucking it up, and that's the bottom line there. So don't do the clearings. You probably won't be ascending because you have darkness, unfortunately. And when you do clearings, you have a better life. Want a better life? Do some clearings. Get rid of your past judgments on your whole lifetime and other past lives and ancestral past lives that come to you. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. And you're going to command your spirit out loud to take your thoughts inside of your head, up into your heart, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. You should have a lot of peace energy right now. And to validate that, try to think. And you won't have any thoughts because your thoughts are darkness. Source energy, light energy, whatever you want to call it, is peace. And the peace is what you've been looking for through your whole life. 15 seconds, you're in peace energy. And the mind energy gives you darkness. And it takes you into the reincarnation process and everything else because you bought the wrong system. You didn't choose light, you chose darkness, not knowing that duality is darkness. So you want to be peaceful. The light can never judge itself. If it did judge itself, it'd be darkness, and then we'd be even worse shape. You'd be stuck on another holographic reality, looking for light that you'd never find. So blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, the people back behind the scenes there, doing help in BBS. Bye, everybody.